Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start the Industrial ICT Solutions Company business strategy presentation. We have Hironobu Nishikori, Company President and CEO. And also, from the same company, INS Business Planning Division, Senior Manager Masashi Yuzawa. Without further ado, Hironobu Nishikori will give you the presentation. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nishikori from the Industrial ICT Solutions Company. Thank you for coming. I'll be talking about three things this afternoon. First, company overview. Secondly, our advantages and strategy in IoT business. And thirdly, Toshiba's initiatives toward a connected society. First, as you know, Toshiba has made a new start as a new organization. We have three energy systems, infrastructure, and storage as the three main business domains. They all have solutions as part of the company name, representing Toshiba's will to provide solutions going forward. And we are the Industrial ICT Solutions Company, providing the ICT solutions to both the in-house and outside customers. And our company is abbreviated as INS Company. So three business domains are to be supported, that is energy, infrastructure, and storage. And with regards to what we provide as businesses, they are three different areas. First is the system integration, conventional one, and information or system service, mostly for Toshiba Group, and IoT Technology Laboratory to provide advanced IoT research and development services. Altogether, we have about 13,000 employees. Sales for fiscal 2015, 250 billion yen, as will be explained later. Now, in terms of business domain, we do have the traditional system integration business. But we want to shift from there into service business by co-creating new models with customers. So system integration, ICT services and solutions, and ICT services for Toshiba Group. Net sales, 250 billion, 70% outside and 30% within Toshiba Group. And system integration, which accounts for the large proportion in terms of the business area, manufacturing and industrial and infrastructure solutions, half of each would be distribution, media, and financial systems, and government and public corporations. Sales and profits plan, fiscal 2015, net sales, 256.8 billion, operating income, 8.7 billion, ROS, 3.4%, free cash flow, 12 billion yen. And the forecast for fiscal 2016, it's lower than in fiscal 2015 because we used to have seven companies, but now it's down to four companies. And due to that, the decline comes from the in-group sales. 230 billion yen net sales, 17 billion in operating income, ROS 7.3%, and free cash flow 17 billion yen with more expenditure in R&D, and for fiscal 2018, 270, 12, 4.4%, and 7 billion, respectively. Now, our advantages and strategy in IoT businesses. IoT, I think, could be divided into four stages. As you know, it used to be for the cost reduction things multiplied by ICT, mostly machines, whereas in stage two, we have things and ICT for value enhancement and optimization, factory, smart factories and smart cities. And then in next step, stage three, things, ICT, and people. And we want to leverage Toshiba's strength here, caring for people, cloud service and voice and image recognition technologies that we have accumulated, not just voice, not just image, but the integration of the two Rikaias cloud AI service. In Japanese, Rikayas would mean please understand us. So by looking at the people, the individuals and voices, provide services by leveraging such knowledge. So I'd like to spend some time talking about Toshiba's IoT architecture. We are talking about the customers and platform that will connect them and build the solution business based on that. There are four areas, we believe. One is, as shown at the very top, Toshiba. We are in the industrial area. So we do have the customers. We know the customers, so we have a great potential. And at the very bottom, in terms of equipment, we have the hardware. And therefore, by having the sensors there, we can collect information, do the analysis, and provide solutions. And those two will be connected by platform, Rikayas and chip-to-cloud. Those two things will come into play. Chip-to-cloud would mean not having everything on the cloud, but for those that have strong real-time requirement will be processed locally. And so you need to judge whether the real-time processing is required or not. And based on that judgment, things that should be done on the cloud and things that need to be done locally. And with this, you can reduce the cost as well. In terms of Rikayas, since 1960s, Toshiba has been working on the voice recognition technology development. And by having the image recognition on top of that, and with the AI features, look at the facial expressions of the people. This is the cloud type of machine learning. And as you know, in the world of cloud, you can't do everything on your own. And therefore, you need to have an ecosystem with your partners. And for the last 2 years, we have been working together with various partners based on partnership agreements. So this plus would mean that on our proprietary platform, we will be choosing the best partner for the different areas.
So Rikayas is based on our long-time learning of the voice and also the image recognition. So indeed, it is voice plus image plus AI. So Rikayas, so in terms of applications, it could be the translation service, automated translation service for business conference, or it could also make minutes on an automatic basis. And of course, we have a lot of inbound tourists, so we may be able to provide a simultaneous interpretation for those inbound tourists. And of course, it could be a voice synthesis. And for call centers, we may have an automated answering. So fully unmanned call center could be another application. Another case is memo taking service and real-time support for maintenance staff. So whatever the staff have tweeted or staff have actually said, those could be automatically put as memo. So these are some of the potential applications. Already close to 150 companies, we have been engaging in contract. Next in line is what is One Toshiba? What is the strengths of One Toshiba? The point to highlight here, is, as mentioned, is the fact that we have the customer base because we have the industrial business. So we do have the knowledge of the domain. That is one end. And, of course, we have the INS company, where we have the ICT expertise. So within the same company, we have both of those expertise, ICT know-how and the domain knowledge. So within one company, we can actually communicate and have PDCA. So we can actually do learning, and we can also develop an algorithm. So within one single company, we have these two factors coexisting with one another. That is a strength. This is one example. So we have 13,000 employees within the company, and about 1,500 to 2,000 people we actually dispatch to their respective companies. And by doing that, we can communicate fairly closely. So by using the ICT know-how, we can also leverage on the domain knowledge so we can deliver such ICT solution to the customers. And finally, IoT-related track record. So we have energy, manufacturing, and so forth. So I'd like to highlight on two examples. First relates to the Kawasaki Smart Community Center. So we have 8,000 headcount or so working in Kawasaki. Back in 2013, November of 2013, we have opened this facility. So within this building, we have 35,000 sensors being located, and we collect information to conduct visualization of the energy. So for instance, the elevator's waiting time, we're able to reduce that by 20%, and also the lighting control by image composition sensors, energy saving ratio by 13%, and also air conditioning control, again, it's been enhanced by 13 to 16% or so. So since November 2013, so that's about 2 years and 8 months or so, we've conducted some demonstration. We've conducted some real record. So this is based on the actual experience. We've been able to reduce the CO2 emission by half. So we do have the track record. We have the BIMS building management system based on our firm track record. And also we talked about the connected factory. So this is in Yokkaichi operation. I think there was an explanation within the SDS company as well. So we have 1.6 billion data on a per-day basis that we have. So that is conducted, various data that we can actually conduct at Yokkaichi. Indeed, this is big data. So we have deep learning implemented in those. So we should be able to enhance the yield and also enhance the productivity as well. So as you can tell in the blue title, so we have several trillions of options to explore in terms of best operation. So rather than selling this as is, we are trying to sell the concept. So basically enhancement of the yield, enhancements of the productivity. That concept would be marketed going forward. Now for Rikaius, this is an example with an online inheritance consulting service. So Japan Post Bank and Toho Bank are the two examples. So in terms of online inheritance, normally it is a fairly fixed conversation. So we do have those fixed lines already. For instance, for Japan Post Bank, so this is for online consulting service. So if you enter in certain question, then you would have a kind of a standard reply to that. In terms of Toho Bank, in addition to that, it could also have voice recognition as well. So from PCs or smartphones, by doing an inquiry through voice, the replies would come. So this is kind of an automated dialogue system already deployed in these banks. Finally, the ultra-fast matching technology on big data. This is indeed another technology of Toshiba. So this ultra-fast vector matching technology, so if there are a 10 million face image information, we can actually extract a certain specific person right away. So for security reasons, for instance, for crime reason, you wanted to identify a certain person, then you can actually match that with a surveillance image. So this is indeed not just the image, but also for voice and also text as well. So this would lead to enhancement of further utilization of big data. Finally, I'd like to take the next 2 minutes or so to give you the video to understand the concept of our IoT concept. So this is indeed a Yokkaichi operation. So 1.6 billion of data is collected on a per-day basis. And by the use of big data, that would lead to enhancement of the yield and also productivity. And so we have unmanned operation, at least for the transportation. Also, we've introduced the Kawasaki office in November 2013 onwards. We've been making use of the image recognition, and we have been controlling the lighting accordingly, also controlling the air conditioning as well. Also for elevators, we also have the control of energy of the elevators. So we are effectively making use of the collected data, and by doing that, we've been able to reduce the CO2 emission by half. Finally, by 2020 Olympics, we're envisioning. This is Rikaius in light of 2020. So there would be a lot of inbound traffic from abroad. So for instance, if there is an accident with Narita Express, we can actually translate that automatically into English so we can convey the information. And if this person is in doubt, then they might have access to alternative transportation modes such as bus and so forth. So it could be in Kanazawa, it could be in Kyoto. Let's just say this person is traveling, and if they're interested in kimono or yukata, the Japanese kimono, then if you can just glance the smartphone against it, they can have access to where the, this person can purchase the kimono. So it may have a coupon attached to it. So by physically visiting the store, you can also wear these on a visualized basis, on a virtual basis. And also you can have them made as well. And finally, if we were to make the purchase, each party would just have to speak their local language because it would be automatically translated. So this is the AI service making use of voice and image. So this is the concept of Toshiba. So by watching and also by capturing the response of people, we will provide the IoT. So caring for people, IoT. So chip to cloud and Rikaius, which is a cloud AI service, are the key technology to enable us this future. Thank you.
So that concludes the presentation from the representative of the Industrial ICT Solutions Company. We will now take questions. As we've been asking, please limit the number of your questions to one per person, and please state your name and affiliation. The first person on the first row, Wakabayashi from Circle Cross. This segment, I think, is most important in new Toshiba. And with that spirit that I'm asking this question, when you compare it to other peers like Hitachi Rimada, on that template, customer needs will be placed and they will be sold. And Medog is Fujitsu's example, and GE Siemens, they all have their own business model. So I'm asking what kind of business model that you are providing. Is it on the frontline basis, or is it going to be platform, or is it platform with embedded chip? So what kind of a business model are you envisioning? And also the profit sharing internally, what kind of mechanism is used to determine the profit sharing? Those are the questions that I have. Thank you. Rimada of Hitachi. Well, if you look at page 9, you can see something similar. On the left-hand side, plus partner, actually, this would be the anything that is leftward of the plus sign are what we provide as the common platform. We can't do everything on our own, as is the case, I think, with Rimada of Hitachi as well. So in some certain areas, we'll be using Microsoft's Agile or GE's solutions. So we're going to be very flexible. So solutions will be combined so as to respond to the specific requirement of the customers so as to be able to provide the best solution. But basically, we are going to have the complete platform as shown on the left-hand side. And in terms of profit sharing, basically 50-50 or based on the elements, it might be different. So if they are more front end portion being larger or the platform portion being larger, so we're going to be flexible there as well. And we can be agile because this is going to be within the group. So it could be 60-40 or 50-50. So if I understood you correctly, you're talking about the extreme left portion. This is what corresponds to Rimada? Or are you talking about overall portion that is on the left-hand side of the plus sign? It's the latter. I see. So the template that Hitachi is providing as Rimada, you don't have that? Yes, we do, but you're not going to name it. We don't have a naming for that, but we're thinking of having a name on it. And Rikaias is one of the packages. So is it going to be a package sales? Well, Rikaias is more like an engine. Within the platform, this is an engine that will be embedded. And so you're going to be selling on a chip basis, or is it going to be a package sales? Well, I think there could be various applications. It could be used as some of the system integration, or it could be a license-based business. So we are thinking of many different business models. But actually, we're thinking of basically on a usage basis. So it's like license. So what about profit sharing when you're selling outside of the group? Well, it will be the same for the in-group sales. We will be co-creating value with our partners. So we want to enhance the overall value. So I think the proportion will be different from case to case. So is it going to be a package? Or do you have a business model template? Or is it something that you're going to explore and build together with your customers going forward? Basically, it will be the latter. So you're still in the process of doing that. Yes, that is correct. Thank you.
Shimada from SMBC Nikko Securities. Just one question only. So apologies, but in terms of Toshiba solution, $250 billion in terms of the top line. So apologies, but I think it's not that strong right now. But going forward, though, your solution business, how would you operate your solution business into the future? So 2018, I'm not quite sure what the picture would be. But as you try, are you going to increase the expand the business size or not? So in terms of IoT sales, what is the contribution right now within that total group? And what is your expectation going forward? If you're going to expand the business, then maybe you may need to recruit someone from competitors. But Fujitsu, I think your previous job was Fujitsu, so you may actually have more mid-careers from other from Fujitsu. That could be the case. So how would you actually operate the business going forward then? So, of course, you may support the operation of Yokkaichi, but especially on a non-captive use outside of Toshiba Group, how are you going to expand the business? So, for instance, you had some issue with the patent agency in the past. So how are you going to proceed, if you can share with us? Also given the contribution of IoT within the total company. So within the dialogue with customers, Toshiba involving industrial work, that is the common imagery of the people and the customers. So IoT solution is actually the solutions. Everyone thinks that it comes from the industrial application. And that is why within the dialogue of the customers, so within the IoT service. Well, first of all, we receive a request that we need to deploy that horizontally. What is the kind of IoT solution from the industrial background? But it is not so easy. So maybe about 150-50 in terms of a breakdown of internal and external, in terms of POC. So IoT, it is fairly time-consuming, as you know. It is not as if you can actually do the demonstration test and commercialize it right away. If anything, a couple of years is required. So we have about 100 demonstration projects underway. Also, another question in terms of IoT size, what is the expectation? So it really depends on how we perceive the IoT market. So for life cycle management solution, so if you were to look at it as a solution business, that's one way to look at it. And also, in terms of IoT market, some of the hardware related to that is also inclusive within the market expectation. So 2015, we're looking at 100 billion yen. That's for Toshiba as a whole in terms of the market expectation. So by 2018, within our midterm plan, the market should increase by 40-50%. At least that's what's been said. So maybe we could have 150 billion yen in terms of 2018 market, or in terms of our sales. So all in all, then, your solution business for Toshiba and also for the company? So in terms of the direction, then, So including the traditional SI business, how should we perceive this? So as mentioned already, conventionally, our SIer, system integration business, would still be in place. So we would actually have that coexist within the company. So SOR, system of record, so that relates to cost of reduction. That's the conventional field. But of course, we will migrate more to the life cycle management. So so those would bring about the system of engagement, SOE. So that is how we can make use of the traditional SOI and how can we actually add on the new business. So 250 billion after 300. So what you continue to expand the top line going forward? Yes. But of course, IoT, it is fairly time consuming. So for 2018, we're looking at 230 to 270 billion in terms of the top line. Thank you.
Yes, that person over there. Matsashi from Goldman Sachs. Page 6. The development of P&L. I have a question on that. For fiscal 2016, as was mentioned earlier, I know that there are going to be some emergency measures. The benefit of that, the upside resulting from that, is what I'd like to know about. And at the same time, I'm told that there are some negative factors affecting the entire Toshiba Group. So can you talk about those special factors, what the impact of the special factors are as well? And toward fiscal 2018, net sales, 40 billion yen increase with the disappearance of those special factors, I think is the reason for that increase. So this 40 billion yen increase for the general system integrator or the market growth, I think it's larger than this general market growth. So what are your assumptions for this additional 40 billion yen? And you said that IoT business would not come immediately. So are you expecting a recovery in the SI business? I think you asked two questions. First, special factors for fiscal 2016, about 10 billion yen for emergency measures. That's to answer to your first question. And 230 billion to 270 billion from fiscal 2016 to 2018, they are several factors in IoT and Rikaya's, those new areas. And secondly, with the structural reform, we have a leaner operation, and therefore there should be a contribution from that as well. Third factor for the external business, namely the central government and public corporations, there's a cycle. Next cycle will come in fiscal 2018. So those three factors put together will account for 40 billion yen increase. I see. Thank you.
Any other questions? If not, nope, no questions. Okay, maybe one more. Sorry, this is my second round. So we've talked about the Yokkaichi operation. So Samson, in the previous session, I think there was a talk on the 3D NAND, and I think there was a lot of contribution from AI. But if you're going to have this externally sell it, if it becomes apparent to the competitors or the equipment makers, that may pose a negative impact internally. There could be a conflict of interest if you were to sell this externally. How would you see about this? And also in terms of competition, it really depends on the contract as well, but depending on the counterpart, so for instance, it could be GE or Intel. In some cases, you may be competing in some aspect, so it might be difficult to forge that relationship. So maybe at some point, you may have to join one of the regime as part of the standardization. So how would you actually align this with the conflict of interest? So in terms of Yokkaichi operation, Yokkaichi concept, was in my presentation. I think I've mentioned this. So that in itself, we're not trying to sell it as is. The concept, for instance, enhancement of yield or enhancements of productivity, those concepts will be marketed, not as is. So, for instance, Rikayas, so it's in the factory, some of the movement of the workers could be captured as well. If there are some inefficient move, then we will capture that. And, of course, if we actually capture their facial expression, if they say something, and then we would also capture that as well. So those would be incorporated within the concept. Also, we've mentioned different partnership. And, indeed, we need to establish an ecosystem. So the ecosystem establishment, it is not voiced just by us. Every player is trying to establish this ecosystem. So there's no change from what others are saying. But in terms of regime and camp, perhaps it could be that kind of development into the future. That is why we need to consistently watch the market and also communicate with the customers. And that is very important to build that competitive model within IoT. This is not a question, but it's more of a comment. So the Yokkaichi operation, even the concept itself, if you were to sell it externally, given the nature of the business and nature of the society, Samsung, it may actually give a huge hint to the competitors, such as Samsung. So I think you need to take that into consideration, depending on the industry. And likewise with the ecosystem, so in terms of digital home appliances, there was a lot of standardization move. So Toshiba, historically, I'm not quite sure if you are apt in dealing with the standardization. So it is a comment and request that perhaps on a company-wide basis you could consider this. So in terms of our strategy, thank you very much for that comment. I think there's a strategy of being either open or closed. So where exactly are we going to make it open? So open innovation is the buzzword nowadays. But having said that, in some areas, they are making a black box in some areas. So needless to say, we also adopt that policy as well, have that clear dividing line between open and closed. So that is all from the Industrial ICT Solution. We would like to conclude the presentation.